You are listening to Insight here on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White in on this Monday for Beth Ruyak. Fires continuing to burn throughout the West, and we're facing yet another week of bad air quality throughout the Sacramento Valley and Sierra Nevada. It was announced over the weekend that many of the top destinations at Yosemite National Park will remain closed indefinitely. There was some hope that the park could reopen to tourists possibly yesterday on Sunday, but that didn't happen. Yosemite National Park spokesman Scott Gedeman joins us on the line right now to give us some insight into what's happening in the park. And a good day to you, Scott.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's it like there? Are you inside the park yourself?
I am. Yes.
It must be unlike anything you've seen throughout your career.
It is. It's smoky. It's the smokiest. I've seen a lot of fires, but with the inversion, I've never seen the smoke in Yosemite Valley and around as thick and the sustained poor air quality. That this is unprecedented, and it is a little bit strange to see Yosemite Valley, that this time of year would normally be full of visitors and employees and literally thousands of people, be empty.
Right. And it's not just the smoke and the encroaching fire, but the fire personnel need to utilize the services there in the valley as well. All those combined are what, that's what's keeping the valley closed, is it not?
That's correct. It's interesting because, as folks know, that this fire is moving in different directions, and over the past few nights, with the winds whipping up late in the afternoon into the evening and some of the firing operations, we're seeing fire in the park, for example, in the Foresta area. We're seeing fire move around Foresta towards the Highway 120, and we've seen fire on both sides of the road, and that is working its way toward Yosemite Valley. We're also seeing fire on the other side of the valley, near Turtleback Dome, which is above Tunnel View for folks that know where that is, and that is possibly going toward the valley. So we're not worried about the structures right now. There's no imminent threat to like the buildings and the hotels in Yosemite Valley, for example, but with both the firefighting operations and literally fire on each side of the road, combined, as you mentioned, with the smoke, poor air quality, and all of those things, it's just not feasible or safe to have visitors in the park or employees.
And it's not necessarily convenient for our California listeners, but our listeners in Reno could head down 395 and hop up over Tioga Pass. That portion of the park is still open, correct?
Yes. We do have a portion of the park open. We have Highway 395, as you mentioned, which comes in at Tioga Pass. So we have Tuolumne Meadows open. Folks can come in, go as far west as White Wolf. So that area is open, Tuolumne Meadows, so people can still do some day hikes and visit that area. Smoke from my colleagues in Tuolumne Meadows are saying that it's been clear in the morning and then gets smoky during the day and then clears out at night. As folks know, so much of the smoke is dependent upon the wind direction, and we've of course seen the sustained heavy smoke in Yosemite Valley and the Merced River Canyon, but Tuolumne Meadows is variable. So we're doing the best we can to keep that operation going. But that of the five park entrances, that's literally the only one that's open at this time.
And Scott, what are you seeing there? Are numbers up or down? Like, are some people staying away just because they know of the fire situation, or they're like, hey, this is our only way into the park, and so now it's overcrowded? What are you seeing through that entrance?
Well, it's been interesting. So, you know, I've of course been here since the fire started and working on it. We're seeing it's busy, but as the fire continues and we're seeing worse air quality, there's fewer and fewer people. You know, it's interesting that people that, for example, had campsite reservations or hotel reservations are getting emails and phone calls the reservations are canceled. A lot of people's trips had to be diverted. So some people, like for example, as you mentioned, on the 395 corridor going up Tuolumne Meadows, for folks that know, it's absolutely beautiful up in the high country, gorgeous lakes. So it's a great thing. So we're definitely seeing people, and we're seeing people up there, but with so many of not only the visitor services not being offered, but places like Yosemite Valley, the newly refurbished Mariposa Grove of giant sequoias, Glacier Point, so many of these iconic destinations that people from all over the world come to see are closed. And so a lot of people are calling us, and we're just, you know, basically saying, hey, there's a lot of great things in Sonora, Oakhurst, Mammoth Lakes. We're blessed to have to be surrounded by so many beautiful areas and so much wonderful things. So although people's trip to Yosemite may be altered, the Yosemite region still has quite a bit to offer for the visitor.
And that north end of the park that is accessed via Tioga Pass is, in my mind, one of the most spectacular and beautiful ends of the park. And this might be just the, I don't know, nudge people need to explore an area that, if the, you know, if the valley is always their go-to, there are other portions of Yosemite that you can see. Hey, Scott, tell me, are you noticing any patterns with wildlife because of the smoke and fire? Is it changing how the wildlife interacts within the valley there?
That's a good question. I actually had a wonderful experience the other day. I was over at the Awani Hotel, now called the Majestic Hotel, and I was back there actually with a couple of reporters and saw a couple of bears that were just hanging out, two male bears that one of them climbed an apple tree, and they were just there. And a friend of mine said he saw six bears over in the Curry Village area. So the animals are out. They're used to people, as folks know. Yosemite Valley, for example, there's thousands of people, but the mule deer, the coyotes, the bears are used to people. But I've just been noticing that the animals are just have the run of the place. They're just walking around, and of course they are impacted by the smoke. Animals are very adaptive, but it's interesting because it brings memories back for folks that remember we had the flood back in 1997 that closed the park for 2.5 months, and during that time I was living at Yosemite Lodge and was just a few employees in the valley at that time, like it is now. And it was interesting at that time because also, too, I remember the valley being so quiet and seeing animals like bobcats that are normally pretty shy, and a lot of the foxes and a lot of the you know, mammals that are normally shy of people just being out and about. So in a way, it's one of those things that you wouldn't really expect it or plan it, but the animals are certainly out and about.
Gives the valley a little, despite, you know, the negatives from the fire, it gives the valley a little break from the constant swarm of people heading in. Quickly, if you could, Scott, indefinitely means the park could open this afternoon or it could open a month from now. Any sense there on the ground as to when the park might reopen to visitors?
For us, it's health and safety drives everything. It's a day-to-day situation with the fire impacting park roads and, as I mentioned, firefighting operations, air quality. We're looking at it day-to-day. We want to get the park back open as soon as we can. We know it's a huge impact to not only the in-park concessionaire but the gateway community. So safety is driving us, and so as soon as we can get road access, a little bit improved air quality, and we feel it's safe to bring employees and visitors back to most of the park, we will open it. We're assessing it day by day, and I want to assure all the listeners that we're trying to get the park open as soon as we can, but public safety is driving all of our decisions.
Well, best wishes from the Insight team and Capital Public Radio for all of the employees there, you and, of course, the firefighters. Good luck in the coming days.
Thank you very much.
Yosemite National Park spokesman Scott Gedeman. We also want to remind you, you can head to our website, capradio.org/YosemiteLand, for a full podcast done by our Ezra David Romero. That's fantastic if you haven't heard that. You are listening to Insight here on Capital Public Radio. ¶¶